Radio 1 podcast. Radio 1 podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Well, you know what we were saying yesterday? Sweet little old ladies, they can get away with pretty much anything because they are sweet little old ladies. They act nice. They smile sweetly. But a small minority of them are evil. So, someone came up with the bright idea yesterday that I should go onto the street dressed as a sweet little old lady. Look online now to see the really scary pictures. It's on the front page. I look more like a pantomime dame.
You do, really. You don't look like a sweet little old lady.
Not in any way. I look like Buttons in the local panto in Basingstoke.
Yeah.
So today's game is, what could I get away with as a sweet little old lady? There's a bit of role reversal here, really, because normally it's Laura that goes out onto the streets and does the stupid things.
In picture four, just a matter of interest on the website, is that old man behind you checking you out?
Let me see. God, I could have found love there, look.
You could.
Wow.
Anyhow.
Yeah. So, Laura was here, I was outside, bit of role reversal. Laura sent me various challenges, and you, Chopper, have to guess what I could get away with, right?
Yeah.
So here is Laura with my first challenge. Picture me there, on the streets right now, just a sweet little old lady.
Scott?
Hi.
Are you ready for your first challenge?
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, have you got your voice sorted out?
Hello. I'm going for the like, Mrs. Doubtfire.
Okay. Can you give me a bit
okay.
more? Try a bit more.
Okay. Hello, dear. Hello. I'm an old lady.
Do you think that people do actually think that you're a lady?
No, not in any way.
What do you...
Oh, I nearly got run over by a car.
Imagine if you'd have died. They'd have found you in women's clothing. Scott Mills, dead.
What a way to die.
Found dressed as a lady.
It's what he would have wanted in tights.
We deny all knowledge of doing this on the radio.
Killed by a Ford Fiesta while wearing clothes from Oxfam. Yeah.
What I want you to do, I want you to...
Yes?
Can you see any pubs where you are?
Any pubs? Yes, I can.
Okay, I want you to head to the nearest pub.
Yeah.
And when you get there, I want you to tell the person behind the bar that you've forgotten your purse and could they give you a free drink?
Oh, God.
Oh, God, this is awful. Bring it all back. So, oh, yeah, while I was stood outside the pub, I saw like the really big boss of Radio 1 who just kind of looked twice and then kind of shook his head and walked off.
I've just seen the picture
of that.
There's
a picture.
He'd been out shopping, judging by the looks of him.
Yeah, yeah. Like he does.
What a busy day.
Yeah, busy day in the office. And then Colin Murray came along. Brilliant. Like, you know, I hardly ever see anybody from work going along the road. Like, as many as I did today. Everyone was out.
Colin's face is brilliant.
Colin was there. And then it got even worse when I was accosted, as you're about to hear. No one really believed that I was an old lady. Which I bet you find hard to believe, having seen the pictures.
Oh, yeah, very
you?
Hard.
Right. So, what do you think?
Are you going to get a free drink?
Yeah.
No.
You don't think I am?
As a sweet little old lady. Not at all.
Okay. Listen to this.
Right, so what am I asking for? What drink? Maybe a sherry.
Yeah, what do older ladies drink?
I think I'd like a sherry. Oh, these tights are really itching me. Don't laugh at me. F*** off.
And I was like, it's Hooper, like, with the sort of sex crazy mom.
There's some...
Are you an actual man?
Sorry?
Irish tubes.
Yes.
Do you enjoy dressing in women's clothes?
Yes, I do, very much so.
Can I try and happily?
No, you can't. It's my own hat.
Why are you trying to think we're grateful for?
I'm just going...
You know you're a man, like.
I am a lady, yes.
Scott, what the hell's going on?
That's right, yes.
Scott.
Okay, I've been accosted by some school children, so I'm going to go into the pub, okay?
Okay, yeah.
There was millions of them.
Do you have to run into the pub to escape some school children?
Do you like dressing like that? Or what, mate? There were like 10 school kids. Robert and Colin and the boss. Amazing.
What's the deal with the outfit, man?
Did they not think you were genuine?
Nope.
That's astonishing.
Oh, actually, one of the kids went, I think he is a lady, actually, but none of the others were convinced. So, am I getting a drink in this pub as a sweet little old lady or not? You're saying no.
No, you are not. All no. Right.
Let's find out.
Right, are there many people in the pub?
Well, there's some people.
Okay.
People are laughing at me a lot.
Okay, just look away. Ignore them. Go to the bar and ask for a drink.
Hello. I'm an old lady. And I've forgotten my purse. So I'm wondering if I can get a free drink of sherry.
Not in this bar.
No, why not?
You're kicking the old ladies out.
You kick old ladies out? That's not very nice, is it?
It's not, but I'm sorry.
Tell you're just a poor old lady who needs a drink.
I'm just a poor old lady that needs a drink of sherry.
Enough cheeky.
Scott, you were in the war.
But I was in the war.
Young people don't appreciate old people nowadays.
Young people just don't appreciate us old people these days.
I know, I'm so sorry for that.
Well, but so I can't have a drink. Just a wee dram of sherry.
I can't.
Why not?
It's a policy of the
A policy that you don't serve old ladies.
Yeah.
Tell him to get lost.
Your pub's crap anyway.
Run away.
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
No, you're absolutely right. Well, not even a little drop of sherry for a sweet old lady.
It was a weak start by having to explain to him that you were an old lady.
Hello.
Hello, I'm an old lady.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
We were talking yesterday about a guy called Andy, who's 14 and got picked up from school by his dad. And his dad was playing, like, jiggy songs on his CD. And obviously, Andy was embarrassed as they drove slowly past his school friends with the songs blaring out. That got us talking about the worst songs that parents... the most inappropriate songs that parents can play while you're in the car with them. Because parents are horrible and they like to embarrass you. And we were talking about the idea of making some kind of compilation album that we could sell to parents.
Yeah.
We've made it. Check this out. Hey, parents! Want to really embarrass your children? Why not pick them up from school playing this new album? Now, that's what I call inappropriate. 30 tracks that will have the kids squirming in the back. Imagine their face as they hear their mum singing along to this. Wind down the windows as you pass their school friends and play this.
Everybody have seen my balls, they're big and salty and brown.
Now, that's what I call inappropriate.
Just stick my balls in your mouth.
30 songs to leave your children mortified.
My mind's telling me no.
Come on, Dad, sing along.
But my body's telling me yes.
Now, that's what I call inappropriate.
I don't see nothing wrong.
Out now.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
Right, so my next challenge... Actually, can we just go back to the bit where the kids were kind of crowded round me? I've just listened back to this. I think he goes, are they your actual boobs?
Are you an actual man?
Sorry?
Are actual boobs?
Yes.
Do you enjoy dressing in women's clothes?
Yes, I do very much so.
Can I try your hat, please?
No, you can't.
Can I try your hat? Get out. Right, next challenge. Would I, dressed up as a little sweet old lady, be able to push to the front of the queue at the cash point? Would he let me do it? Yes or no?
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
I can't see it myself.
So it's a no?
Yeah, it's a definite no.
Right, here it is.
Okay, you're at the cash point.
Yes.
Okay, get your voice ready.
Okay.
And I want you to barge in there.
Yes, and what do I see?
Don't mind me, I'm in a rush.
Excuse me, I'm in a bit of a rush. Is that okay?
No, it's all right.
I just need to use the cash point. Oh!
What's happening?
Will you let me... Can I just use that? Is that okay? No, she's...
Is he letting me use it?
Pardon? She's having a bad day. She won't let me use it.
What did she say?
She was like, I'm not talking to you. I've had a bad day. And there was another guy who was properly freaked out by me. Let me just try one more. Hang on.
Excuse me. I'm an old lady and I need to use the cash point. Is that okay? Pardon? No, she didn't let me.
Right. So, once again...
I like how your voice changes as well. Were you still in the queue when your voice changed?
Mm.
Yeah. That's a bit of a giveaway as well.
That woman was properly angry, I tell you. I'm in a bad mood. So that's, you're right again. I didn't get to the front of the cash point. Final challenge then. Number three, has Scott, the sweet little old lady. Would I be able to go into a well-known sandwich shop? Now, they know me in there. This is awful. I'll never go in there again now. And would I be able to pinch some food off a customer because I'm a sweet little old lady? Yes or no?
No.
You think no?
No.
Let's see if you're right.
Okay, your next challenge. Yeah. You know that sandwich shop near work?
Yes.
I want you to head to the sandwich shop, please.
Oh, no, I go in there every day.
You're very popular in there.
Oh, no. What do you want me to do in there?
Find somebody who's eating in there.
Yeah.
And just see if you could get something off their plate and have a little nibble.
Shall I ask them beforehand?
I think you just go straight in there and then explain afterwards.
Oh, no.
And if they say anything, remember, you're an old lady.
I'm just walking across the road.
Scott, you can even say how you lost all your money at bingo.
Okay.
All right. How are your boobs? They haven't fallen down, have they?
Excuse me, can I just get a bit of your food?
No.
Sorry?
No.
I'm an old lady.
No, you're
Let me
not.
Just have that.
You're not.
Can I have that?
No.
Well, I was not. In the war.
You're in the wars again.
What?
You're in the wars again.
No, I'm just an old, poor old lady. I just need a little bit of food for a little old lady. What?
They give you free food at the end of the day.
But I'm hungry now and I've forgotten my purse. No?
No, sorry, mate.
Just a little bit of that bar there. Just a little bit.
A little bit.
And then I'll go because I'm an old lady. I'm just a little bit hungry. No, I don't want... Just a little tiny bit. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Have you done it?
Thank you. Yes.
Yeah!
Oh, I got a little bit of his... fruit bar that he was having.
Well done.
How rude they give you free food at the end of the day. I'm not homeless, I'm just an old little old lady.
Radio 1 Podcast.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, I've got some special real or no real news now. It's a real or no real special. Sky News. Let's go over to the news wall.
Okay.
It's where I give you a story and you tell me if it's true or not. I.e. real or no real. Alright? Here it is.
I'm concentrating, yeah.
Socialite Paris Hilton has become an unlikely champion for conservationists trying to highlight the plight of binge-drinking elephants in northeastern India.
For goodness sake.
Hilton got on board the campaign after hearing how six wild elephants that broke into a farm... were electrocuted after drinking supplies of homemade rice beer and then uprooting an electricity pole. She said, there would have been more casualties if the villagers hadn't chased them away, and four elephants died in a similar way 3 years ago. It's just so sad. That's what Hilton said last week. Is that real or no real?
I think that is...
real or no real?
I think that is real.
Okay. Right, here's what the People for Animals spokesperson said, okay? I am indeed happy Hilton has taken note of recent incidents of wild elephants in northeast India going berserk after drinking homemade rice beer and getting killed. As part of her global elephant campaign, Hilton should, in fact, think of visiting this region literally infested with elephants.
Infested?
Elephant alcohol abuse going on. Real or no real?
Well, now I'm not sure because that infested bit. No, I'll still say real.
Right. Well, that was actually reported to be real.
Right.
But now it seems it's not.
Oh.
Right? Listen to this. This has been put out by the press people. In a November the 13th story, the Associated Press incorrectly reported that Paris Hilton was praised by conservationists for highlighting the problem of binge-drinking elephants in northeastern India. A publicist for Hilton said she never made any comments about helping drunken elephants in India. Which means, whoever made up this story about Paris Hilton, who do you think it was? Like the elephant campaign people or something? Right? That's brilliant, isn't it? You can make any kind of story up about anything,
and Paris Hilton will back it.
Well, when they deny it, it becomes a massive story. Yeah. So we could do, like, for instance, Paris Hilton loves the Scott Mills Daily podcast. Massive story all over the world.
Try it.
I think we should.
Radio 1.
Radio 1 podcast.
Now it's time to have some innuendo bingo from Beaver Watch.
Autumn Watch,
on BBC Two. Now, you've been watching this.
I watched this last night. It was very good last night, but they spent ages on the beavers watching them eat wood.
Hmm. Was that all they were doing?
That was all they were doing. They were nibbling a tree bark
but
for ages.
A bit like when you watch the streaming of Big Brother, there's something that makes you keep watching it, isn't there?
Yeah, it was fascinating.
Kay Humble's been at it again.
She was very excited.
Let's go over to our beaver cameras to see. Oh, now, there looks like quite a lot of action. Have we got a different view of that? Oh, yes, yeah, look at that. Bill, this is fantastic.
Our beaver cameras.
That's what I was watching.
Beaver cam.
Yeah.
And Bill, potty mouth, Bill Oddie.
Ah, yes. Nice, plump, juicy plums.
I didn't see that bit, though.
All right.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Podcast.
So I reckon it was definitely the elephant conversation? conservation people who put that story out. Someone's going, no, that actually, the drunk elephant story in India, it's true. Yeah, I know that bit's true. The fact that Paris Hilton gives a damn about them is that's the bit that ain't true at all.
It's made the front page of the Vet Times magazine today.
I saw that. I didn't see the Vet
Times. You saw that?
No, I just saw that on the
text.
Do you
subscribe?
I don't subscribe to Vet Times.
Is that one of your regular?
No, I don't.
Heat, okay, and the Vet Times.
Horse and Hound and Your Cat and Vet Times.
Aren't you going to be in Your Cat?
There's a long story around that.
Oh, is there?
Yeah,
sorry.
Yeah, we're in talks. I think they're going to put George off the news.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
I thought it was you and George and
I don't really want to be in it.
And don't you?
Not really. No.
Have you put in too many demands or something?
Like what?
Well, I don't know. Have you asked for money for it?
No.
Have you asked to be on the cover?
Oh, here we go. We're back to money again, aren't
we? No, all right. Have you asked to be on the front cover?
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Is that what the argument's about?
No.
Whether you're on the cover of your cat or not?
I can't tell you. I can tell you off air.
Okay. Is it that serious?
Oh, it's gone top level, I'll tell you.
Is it going to be one of those pictures? Do you remember that one of David Hasselhoff with no clothes on? Those dogs?
What, the one with his dog?
Yeah.
I've just been
gross.
Told they wanted a cat on the cover. and you wanted you. I'm being told what's happening in the negotiations.
Are you?
Yeah.
Is it being fed to you as we speak?
Yeah.
Is it?
Is that where it's at then?
Yeah.
So a feature on you in your cat magazine hinges on whether it's you or a cat on the front cover.
Right. Can we get off this now? Anyway, I think it was the elephant conservation people who were concerned.
Okay. Sorry. Back to elephants.
About the binge drinking elephants in North India, and thought. Mm. How can we publicise this cause? Why don't we say Paris Hilton is backing us? Hurrah!
Do you mean? And then we'll publicise the whole thing.
I've just heard Paris Hilton is back here for the front cover of your Cat magazine.
Put that out there.
Then you will get on the front cover.
Then I'll get on the front cover of your Cat.
If Paris is back in you.
I don't really want to be on the cover of your Cat. I'm so stupid. Laura thought the story might have been put out by... Who did you say the... Who the campaigners were?
Bluetooth.
And who did you actually mean?
Greenpeace.
Yeah, same. Bluetooth, Greenpeace. Yeah. What are you on about? How is Bluetooth in any way similar to the word Greenpeace? It's just... You were actually going to say that as well. Yeah. I think it might have been the campaigners' Bluetooth.
BBC Radio 1 podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.
Right. There's loads of people on the text asking how much money you spent in that auction.
Right, if you weren't listening earlier, I know that Moors was on about this morning. Last night, it was the Celebrity Scissorhands Grand Final, and there was an auction. Like I say, all for charity, all for a good cause. But I did get a little bit carried away. I'd had some wine, and I'd never been to an auction before. And it was like one step up, or really up in the ante, from when I used to go on TV shopping channels at 3 o'clock in the morning and buy all sorts of crap that I didn't need. And then just arrive, and I would have forgotten about it by then.
Yeah,
until the man knocks on the door. Hello.
You only spent like $8.99 at a time, didn't you? I would have thought on.
Well, the Orbitrek elliptical glider was about $130.
Oh, was it? Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But this time he spent $8,000.
Yeah, there's a difference.
It wasn't $8,000, right? Okay, I'll be honest now and tell you how much I spent, right?
Wouldn't you just like to be poor for just one day? Just one day being right. Poor. Think about it.
I'm really, as we know from last week, this is a very uncomfortable conversation for me.
So what did you spend then, if you're going to be honest?
Okay, right. I wanted some flights to New York, but then so did Moyles, so he outbid me. And then the final lot was a holiday to Cyprus.
The
right?
Final lot was a holiday to Cyprus, right?
Yeah.
All right, okay.
Okay, and I got carried away. And Moyles was bidding. Dom kept bidding as well, even though he had no intention of getting it, because he just knew
he would have been in such trouble if he'd ended up getting that and gone home spent thousands on a holiday to Cyprus.
Moyles was like, go on everybody, and it's his fault. And
come on,
£3,700.
That's
quite a lot of money, isn't it?
Isn't it for a week holiday for two in Cyprus?
Yeah.
Blimey.
But it's for charity, and I feel like I was doing my bit.
And you still have £582,300 of your annual salary left, so you're all right.
That's once again not true. Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.